since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1326. This is your host, Danny Pena. And also joining me, the whole Gamertag Radio crew. We're going to start with the man himself with the Apple Vision Pro. He's seeing something totally different. Who knows what? Paris Lilly. What's up, Paris?
Hey, good morning. How you doing? Hey, last week I had on the MetaQuest 3. So this week I have on the Apple Vision Pro. And the pass-through on this is amazing. Like, I can read the chat right now. I obviously see everything's going on. Looks crystal clear. Everything's good.
Nice.
I'm going to do the entire episode with it on. And just a quick background for people that may be wondering why. I had a demo scheduled for Monday earlier this week. I was like, oh, I'll just try it out. I go, it can't be that much better, right? Oh, my God. Transformative. I even looked over at the Apple dude that was helping me with the demo, and I go, please tell me you don't have this in stock. And he goes, well, actually, sir, yes, we do. I was like, God damn it.
They got you.
They got me. And look, it's pricey. I get it. You know, because trust me, people online have been reminding me how much it costs, and everyone has their own opinion, which is fine. But it's pricey, and I get it. And but for a 1.0 product, I mean, what they're doing on the AR VR space with this is transformative. It really is. The eye tracking that you're able to do with this, you control everything just with your hand, you pinch, move, open multiple screens. I mean, I've been doing so many different things with this the past week, not only from an entertainment standpoint, but even, you know, even some productivity things that as more apps get added to this and as it improves, I mean, I can see this. You know, hardware is going to get smaller, cheaper, just the whole thing around it, right? Mm-hmm. I can see this being a thing 10 years from now. Absolutely. You know, I'm fortunate enough that, you know, I'm able to test this out. But it's like, go back and look at the original iPhone and look at where the iPhone is today. Just kind of think of it that way. So we'll see. I'll play around with it more. And, you know, I'm loving it.
Is there any games, anything you could try down on there yet? Because I think
you know what I did yesterday, and actually, yeah. I'm gonna probably post a video later today. I played Cyberpunk 2077 with this thing via Steam Link.
Oh, nice!
Yeah. And it was funny. And look, I don't need people like seeing my house, so I'm not gonna edit all that stuff out. So I was in my office, and then I pinched the screen. I took the screen that I was playing on in my office, and I literally walked it through my house out into the family room. Blew it up to 100 feet and blasted it on the wall and was playing that way too. It's crazy. Nice. It's crazy nice. Stuff. Like even you and I yesterday in Discord, like doing video calls via Discord in the Apple Vision Pro. Like again, you can watch all the movies, but I'm gonna tell you right now, those immersive videos, that's what sold me. And they purposely in the demo show that last, because that's the hook. Excuse me. The immersive videos that you can do in this thing. Oh my God, it's insane. They have a demo where Alicia Keys is kind of like doing this. It's not a concert, but she's doing this session, like with her band. And you're right. I mean, I'm literally standing right there with Alicia Keys.
Oh yeah, don't get me jealous.
It was insane. It is absolutely insane. But it's a hint towards the future of where all this stuff is going. And then, you know, just some of the 3D content that I've been watching in it as well from entertainment standpoint. I mean, it's phenomenal. And again, I get it. Costs a lot. Not recommending anybody run out and spend the amount of money I did to go get this thing. But, you know, it is a hint at the future of where the stuff is going. So it's great.
Yeah, you know, and also joining us because, you know, I don't want people to think that this is the Apple Vision Pro show.
It's the AVP cast.
We have Pete Production Zone.
There you go.
Pete. What's going on, Pete? But Pete also got something cool. He got something cool.
Man, I didn't spend no $4,000 on this. You know what I think is hilarious, though? Is that, like, three or four shows ago, Paris was talking about, oh, I'm going to Super Bowl, yada, yada, yada. We told him, oh, the price is going to be a hell of a lot more than $3,000. He's like, I'm not paying that. But he paid $4,000 for an Apple Vision Pro.
Okay, you're like one of these Twitter people. Because I was talking about that too. Where I considered being there today. And I looked at the prices. Bro, the cheapest ticket I saw was $8,500.
Oh, hell no.
I'm not good. Spending $8,500 for a one time. I'm not even doing that for the Bucks. The Bucks ain't even playing. So you're damn right I'm not spending that amount of money on that for a one-time experience when, look, keep it real, I can put it up on the Apple Vision Pro with 4K OLED, boom, 100 screen. I can watch it at home. I don't need to be there for that.
You could be in the, right by the field with the Vision Pro.
So but the point that you're bringing up, Pete, I find hilarious. People love to tell you how to spend your money.
I know.
They love to do that. Worry about your own finances. I'm good. And I'm not spending that amount. Like, I'll be real with you. If it was like, if I could have got a ticket for like $1,500, $2,000, I probably did it. I probably would have.
I think.
But tickets, I am not spending $8,500 to go to a Super Bowl and my team ain't even playing. That's crazy.
I think when you see ticket prices in that range for an event like that, you're going to be like standing room only, like where the concession stands are, just so that you could have the experience of having been there, but you don't actually get to sit down on, you know, in a seat or in the arena to watch it. But I mean, hot tattoo, bro. Hey, you can get it. You can get it, man. Hey,
yep.
Ball.
Hey, I'll give you an example. Last year, NBA playoffs, I went to two Laker playoff games against the Warriors because, you know, Trey's right, team is the Warriors, obviously the Lakers. So it was like a moment, you know, for him and I to go to that stuff. You know, you don't want to know how much I spent for those tickets, but that was worth it to me because that's a memory with my son that we'll always have.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? That's the difference. So people stop pocket watching. Stop worrying about me. All right. I'm good.
It's all good. Yeah. Want to say very quick what you got?
Just really, really briefly, obviously everybody knows, you know, tattoos, the whole nine thing. It's a thing I do. Last year, I got Trunks and Vegeta in memory of me and my son. And then, you know, I still hadn't had one for my daughter, right? Her favorite. And, you know, it was really difficult to find something that meant something to both of us. And so I actually asked her, like, you know, I don't have a tattoo that commemorates you and I, you know, obviously the panda, Peter and Alicia, panda, P and A, you know, that's the thing for me and the wife. You know, the Korean flag that I drew myself was, you know, an homage to my mother. And so, you know, she was like, I don't know. And I know that she loves animated movies. So I was just like, well, what's your favorite anime? And so we went through a few and she was like, Batman, Mask of the Phantasm. So I was like, all right, I got you. So I went, if you haven't seen it already, it's the cover from Mask of the Phantasm with the original
that looks
Batman
sick.
Artwork. This is actually, so this Batman isn't from this image. The image is originally from the cinematic 4K release that came out last year. Last year was the 30th anniversary of that movie, which is wild when you think about Batman Mask of the Phantasm is 30 years old. Like, just, it's considered one of the greatest just because of the story, the writing, the voice acting, etc., and the animation style. But the Batman that's on there is actually Bruce Timm's original artwork and his design from, like, the source material for Batman the Animated Series. And then if you notice really closely on the Joker, the lips are red, right? In the cartoon, in the movie itself, you know, there's a scene. And look, it's 30 years old. If you go and call that, you know, it's, you know, spoiler, whatever. There's a scene where Bruce is going through the pictures and he sees somebody in the background and he draws the Joker's smile on the character. And that's how he realizes that's how the Joker has been involved in the whole story. And so I was just like, you know what, even though the image itself is supposed to be black and white, I was like, that'd be really cool to just add that little part of the Joker's laugh onto the image. So that's the story. That
touch. Yeah, it looks dope. And this was, I think, the longest intro. It's all good.
Apple Vision Tattoo Pro Radio. There we go.
Radio. Yeah. Now, but everyone, head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Put your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episodes. You could also find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamer Tag Radio. Make sure to follow us and share the content to your friends. Also, if you'd like to be part of our family discussion, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so it looks like the world is ending because the rumors about Xbox supposedly going multi-platform has been the talk this whole week. And you know what, Paris and Pete, like, I'm one of those people that I just like to sit back and just wait until the official statement from Xbox. Because it looks like people are freaking out over a rumor and no confirmation from Xbox at all. But here's the thing. If Xbox decides to have these games multi-platform, let's say Hi-Fi Rush or Starfield, I don't see anything wrong with it. I see this as like more of an opportunity for other people that doesn't have an Xbox. Now they're going to have to experience these really cool games that already came out a while ago, especially Hi-Fi Rush. It's been a year since that game came out, you know? So the thing with me is more about, if let's say this is true, for me, it's all about communication. I would like to hear certain things if they do plan to do this. You know, are we going to see more consoles from Xbox, which it looks like that's not gonna stop. Another one is, you know, all these games that we have been purchasing now for years digitally, is that gonna go away? Or like, you know, that type of thing. It's all about communication. But anything about giving more access to other people to play games, how's that a bad thing? I just don't see that as like a bad thing, man. And people are taking this personal, freaking out online, posting all kinds of random, crazy-ish about this. And that, to me, is not really helping at all. I don't know. I like to have conversations. Conversations is cool. People could have opinions. But getting mad over something like this, it's a total waste of time. And at the end of the day, and I said this in one of my videos I posted on Twitter, this is a business. And people are going to do, companies are going to do certain things that we might not like. But most likely, sometimes it's going to work. And sometimes it might change the industry overall. We have seen that with multiple companies that have been doing this in the past. And maybe the stuff that we've been seeing with Xbox hasn't been working for the company. You know, so they want to make some change. And there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. Nothing wrong with that at all. But we're going to have a discussion because I know Paris and P has a lot to say about this. Let's go with Paris first because I'm curious to see why.
It's everything that you already said. And it's, you know, I've been pretty much echoing the same thing all week. Let's just wait. I mean, rumors are rumors. They're not facts. Clearly something is about to change. Obviously, Phil Spencer did acknowledge they're going to have a business meeting coming up next week. We'll find out what exactly those changes are going to be. And then at that point, I think, all right, now you as a consumer can decide, is this something you're going to like that you don't like? I think for everyone's going to wind up being somewhere in the middle where there's going to be some things that we like about it. There's going to be some things we don't like about it. But then you get to decide as a consumer your path moving forward. As far as, am I going to stick with the Xbox ecosystem? Am I going to go buy a PlayStation? Like, whatever the case may be that Xbox ultimately says. My thing has been, just show that you are listening to your core consumers. And when I say your core consumers, I'm talking the people that do buy Xbox consoles, the people like us that have been there since 2001. I want to make sure that our concerns are being heard and addressed. And like the three things that I talked about was, whatever these changes are going to be, you need to come out and talk about what is the criteria for games that are going to be multi-platform? Because look, some games are going to be multi-platform. I think that's crystal clear at this point. What is the criteria on that? Show me why, or tell me why I should still want to buy Xbox hardware. Because, you know, they're going to continue to make consoles. That's not going to stop. But at this point, why should I continue to invest in buying consoles? Your hardware. And then the third part of this would be digital preservation. These digital libraries that we have now that some of us, excuse me, have invested hundreds, thousands of dollars into. Is that going to carry forward? Because again, I'm going to use Phil Spencer's own words. No one gets left behind. So if I don't get left behind, I want to make sure that my investment is secure in these games that I've been purchasing digitally the past decade or so. I want to make sure whatever the next hardware is going to be, it follows me there. If you stop making hardware, am I going to get that digital library on the PC? Am I going to get it on the cloud? Am I going to get it on PlayStation or whatever the case may be? I want to make sure that these things are still going to happen. So that's what I'm looking forward to next week. Just clarify what it is. Change is hard. Nobody likes change. We all fight it kicking and screaming. I get it. Things are going to look different. But I think ultimately, and again, this is just opinion, I don't know nothing. Ultimately, I think the games that you want to play, you're still going to be able to play them. Some of them are going to wind up on a competitor's platform. How you personally feel about that is up to you. I just want to make sure that my investment that I've put into the Xbox ecosystem carries forward. It's really all I'm concerned about.
Yeah, you know, I was talking about this with Paris a couple of days ago. I said to him, you know, it's funny. Xbox sometimes would do things in the past that it will start a controversy that people are not going to like at first. I remember when the first console was coming out, and guys, this is the original console. You know, there was a controversy about having the Ethernet adapter included in part of the console. People were like, but wait a minute, what about us? People that have 56K modem, people were mad about that. You know, I don't have Ethernet around my local area, this and this and that. And if you don't have it, then you're not allowed to play. You can't play online at all because of it. So the other controversy was during the early days of Xbox One was always online. There was a huge controversy on that, right? But my opinion was, the future was there. Like, I see it. But the problem during that time was the messaging from Xbox. Everybody had a different answer. It was ridiculous the way how they were promoting that. But guess what? Every other company is doing that now, always online. Every other company. So I see this as like a change that the next step that we're going to have controversy about it once it gets announced. So like you said, Paris, some people will like it, some people are not. But I feel like that is also going to help the industry. It's going to change. It's going to evolve to something even better. Something that we probably haven't even seen before that no other companies has been doing. So, but let's go with Pete, because I'm curious to hear what Pete has to say about all this, because he's, you know, chilling in Europe, you know, doing his thing, not worry about all these random controversies online and stuff. What do you think about all this, Pete? Are you mute?
Yes, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Pete Productions, you can only do one thing at a time.
Pete Productions.
My big thing is I'm still like, I know we talk about this all the time, but why is it that we as gamers and consumers, myself like included, right? Or I'm a gamer, I'm a consumer just as everybody else. We get so bent out of shape about the decisions another business makes about the platform that they own. Yes, I say that because it's not your platform, right? You aren't on the board. You're just a consumer at the end of the day, just like every single one of us. Even as a content creator, you're not bound by anything other than your own choice. So the decisions and the comments being made on social media by some of the content creators around here, just, it's wild, right? It's like, my opinion is at the end of the day, Microsoft is looking at this as the best opportunity for themselves as a business and as an investment. And for the future, and like we've said here countless times before, the main priority and focus is all about their ecosystem, right? We've talked about Game Pass. We've talked about Xbox and Xbox Live and, you know, all these other things. Look at the things that they've done over the last couple of years. Most notably last year, or the year before, was their activation with Samsung, putting Game Pass on there as a dedicated app, allowing people, gamers, consumers, people who may just be curious, who aren't really gamers like most of us, where they're more so on the casual or even, you know, super novice casuals. Doesn't mean they're stepping away from the hardware race in any way, shape, or form. If anything, they may double down on that to just to be competitive, right? I think, Paris, you said this on Twitter the other day about Microsoft not putting hard or not doing the hardware part is actually more damaging to the gaming sphere, the industry, because competition is great, right? We've talked about this countless times. But you have to think about this at the end of the day. It's a business, right? They've got a board of executives, got a chairman and board, all these other investors and whatnot that have put money and dedicated time and effort and money into Microsoft to succeed as a business. And all they're trying to do right now is maximize their revenue stream, right? Hell, Wu-Tang Financial said it, right? Diversify your portfolio. You know, yeah. that's all Xbox is actually is really doing, if this is true. Do I think that eventually they'll just release day and date on other platforms? No, because I think exclusives are important, especially to an ecosystem or a platform. But hey, of all the people that we didn't think was going to do it, Sony acquiesced just as well. Look at all the Sony titles that have come to PC over the last few years. And now we're going to talk about it later. Look at Helldivers 2 released day and date on PC and PlayStation 5. So what is the big deal of a game releasing on multiple platforms if all it's doing is getting more people to enjoy those titles? Hell, look, I don't have a PlayStation 5. I'm able to benefit from Sony's decision to allow me to play on PC, so I can play, whether it's on PC or I can play on my Stream Deck or whatever, or Steam Deck, sorry. But it's the same thing. All it's doing is allowing players or consumers or gamers on the other side who have not had a chance to play these titles to finally get a chance to do that. So I know it's just, we need to stop the whole console war and the BS and plastic, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, who cares? Just let us, like Paris said at the beginning of the show, let me spend my money the way I want to spend my money. Let me play my games where I want to play them, how I want to play them. If I want to play them on a console, if I want to play them on a handheld, if I want to play them on a PC, who gives a bleep? Focus on your life. Focus on you. Don't worry about what other people are doing, man. I know it gets tiring. You hear us say this day in and day out. Every show, it's the same thing. But think about it. Like really take yourself out of these shoes and really think about, do you think Phil is sitting there worrying like, oh damn, oh no, Tom Henderson said that and blah, 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 blah. Who cares? Just play the games and have fun. Is it that hard?
Well, you mentioned names.
I would like to say, for the record, my name is Paris Lilly, and I mention no names.
I don't mention names. I don't promote.
You know what?
I don't promote.
His name is Peter Toledo.
That's him. P-Rock.
P-Rock. Look, my name's at the bottom here, okay? Look, he probably don't even follow me, so I don't even give a damn. But I mean, am I wrong though? Like, does it matter the names that I have said? It doesn't matter any of the names that I just said.
I have no comment.
Look,
I'm going into Division Pro.
He's like, Paris is like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Shut it down.
I'm on the moon. I'm not even here anymore. I'm gone.
No. Here's the thing, man. Look. A lot of people that have been vocal on social media, not only there, but also YouTube and all these other places, right? They don't work at Xbox. You know, they're not. They don't work there. And you know, some of them might think that all the execs are their friends. Like, you know, that's not how it is, man. Like, I don't get it. Don't take it personal. If they make a decision, Xbox makes a decision that some of these games are going to go multi-platform, it is what it is. We just post our opinion. No matter what, it's up to them. It's up to the company. We can't flip out. Like, it's like, here's the thing. I get the why people might get, you know, angry and nervous about all this. I get it. But come on, Xbox is not going to do something where if I invest money on multiple consoles and all these games, they're going to say, well, That's it. We're going third party, and we're going to end everything. It's not going to happen like that. That to me is not a good look for the company if that happens. But if they say we're going to have these games, you know, multi-platform and all this and this and that, it's all about communication. Just tell us what is it you're going to do, so at least we understand if the messaging is right. We're going to understand about the business change. Right now, All these things that they've been doing hasn't been working. They're still in third place. Still, you know, they got to have a lot of people that signed up for Game Pass and this and this and that, and is making money for Microsoft overall. You know, I get that part, but they want to make more money. It's a business. I just don't get why people are taking this personal, bro. I really don't. Really, really don't know, man. But Paris, you were gonna say something while you're watching your
video. Why is it not moving? Okay, I'm sorry. I got distracted. No, what I was gonna say was it just comes down to this. It's an individual, like if you individually want to be upset or outraged or something that they change, you have the right to do that. Mm-hmm. As a consumer, you get to make the choice on that. Don't let me, Pete, Danny, anybody else online tell you how you should feel. It's your money. Spend it how the hell you want. So, but my only thing has been and will continue to be until next week. Mm-hmm. Don't treat rumors as facts. Like, excuse me, I got into a little minor dust up online the other day because I said the same things.
Yeah.
And people were like, well, people should, because I think it's ridiculous that you would trade in your Xbox and all your games right now instead of waiting until next week. And I had people justifying that was okay to do it now, because if you wait until next week, the value of the console is going to go down. Well, what if what you hear next week doesn't bother you and you want to keep your Xbox? Now you just traded in your Xbox and all your games. You got to go get all of it again. Mm-hmm. Again, people are overreacting to something that you don't know yet. That's my thing. Wait until you actually know. Then if you want to get rid of your Xbox and all your games, that's completely justified and up to you. But if you're doing it because you might make $20 or $30 more now than you would next week, I don't get the logic in that. That doesn't make sense to me. And this is where I'm saying people are taking this too far right now. I'm not saying you can't be mad. You can be mad. You can look at these rumors and speculate and wonder what's going to happen and all that kind of stuff. But to take action on a rumor makes no sense to me. Me personally, like I said, let's just say it's Tuesday. Tuesday, they come out. Phil comes out. He says some stuff that you don't like. If you, after that, post a picture of a receipt from GameStop where you just traded in $2,000 worth of consoles and games and got $50, congratulations. That's up to you. I personally wouldn't do it.
Nope.
But I understand people that would. You know what I'm saying? Because you're the customer. It's your money. Do what the hell you want. I will never judge someone for deciding, I don't like the direction that this company is going, so I'm out. But I'm not going to do that until I actually know where the direction of the company is going, if that makes sense, right? So that's just how I see it.
So you're trying to say that if one of your favorite players from your team goes to another team, you have the right to burn your jerseys.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, as an example, when Jameis Winston, because I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, when Jameis Winston left the Bucs, I took that jersey and threw it right in the trash. I was done. But I can do that because I bought it and I'm a fan.
And you waited. And you waited until the official confirmation.
I didn't see Jameis throw a pick, one of many pick sixes in the middle of the season and do it. No, I waited until he was gone. You see what I'm saying? And I don't know. I'm not trying to bring sports into gaming because I have my own opinion about that. But the point is, wait until you know. Wait until you have factual information, not rumor information. Because look, I'm gonna say this again, and this is nothing personal against our colleagues in this industry.
Yeah.
But the amount of back and forth that we've seen this week from the world is ending, doom and gloom is here, to it's not going to be that bad. This is why you wait.
But because they didn't email me to tell me the news.
But because you have a source that, because I'm just being completely honest here.
Yeah.
People try to tell me stuff sometimes, like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know because what you tell me today may not be the reality of what it's going to be tomorrow. I don't like to speculate on stuff. So when rumors and all that stuff comes my way, I don't want to know because I'd rather wait until it's real. And again, people that want to be insiders, do all this stuff, God bless you, do your thing. This is nothing personal against you. But then when you're told one thing and you report it, people freak out. And then you're told another thing 2 days later. Oh, no, that's all good. Which one is it? Now you're confusing the audience about what's going on. And this is how rumors go out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely out of control.
Yeah.
I have said it from the start. If Hi-Fi Rush and the Sea of Thieves goes to PlayStation, I'm not bothered. If Halo and Gears and all that starts going, I'm concerned. Now you need to explain to me why.
I'm not
simple
concerned.
As that.
I'm not
simple
concerned,
as that.
Bro.
I am. And here's why. And I said this. Yeah. They do not want me talking about this.
No, they don't.
but here's why. Because at that point, if Halo, let's just take Halo as an example. If Halo, your flagship, the game that there is no Xbox without Halo. If I can now start playing that on a PlayStation, I feel like Xbox as a brand is losing its identity.
You're saying that now, but if PlayStation and Nintendo does that in the future.
But that's not what I'm talking about.
But
I'm
Paris,
talking
about Paris.
What I am talking about what Xbox is doing right now. And again, I'm taking this from a personal standpoint.
Yeah.
In chat, yes, I've speculated. Speculation is okay. I'm talking about taking rumors as fact. There's a difference.
You don't see me
freaking out. What I'm saying is, we can talk about it, but don't do nothing until you know. You don't know until you know. And you ain't going to know until next week. But going back to our original point, things like Gears, Forza, Halo start showing up on your competition's platform. And to your point, the competition isn't bringing their IPs to the platform. Why do I own an Xbox? What is the point of an Xbox? You are now Sega. You don't have identity anymore. Sega used to have an identity of quote unquote being Sega. They no longer have that. Sure, they still have Sonic and their IPs, but you used to be able to identify with the Genesis and the marketing that went with that. The Saturn, obviously the marketing and everything that went with the Dreamcast. You used to be able to identify with those kind of things as that is the brand of Sega. Sega no longer has that. And that's exactly what will happen to Xbox if Master Chief is now I'm using the DualSense to play Halo multiplayer.
Or but Sega,
Marcus
but
Phoenix would.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying as a fan of Sega, they don't make any consoles, so that's different. Like it's
that's my point though.
They're 100% not making
Xbox
consoles.
Should stop making hardware is my point.
Yeah.
If you're doing that, why are you making hardware at that point?
Easy access.
But why? Okay, but Danny, going by your logic,
I'm not saying that I want this 100%. I'm just saying
I know you're not saying it, but we're just using this as to my point.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna go buy an Xbox if I can play all the Xbox games on a PlayStation.
And I'll that's
go
fine.
Let him speak.
That's what I'm trying to make.
F that. Take that Vision Pro out.
All right, about to get real.
I would go buy a PlayStation because guess what? I can play all the Xbox games on the PlayStation and I can play all the PlayStation games on there too. That is the point that I'm trying to make. So why are you making hardware at that point? That's what I'm saying.
And you're in the ecosystem. That's what it's all about. You're in the ecosystem
of
Xbox.
What do you mean I'm in the ecosystem? I'm not
of
the
Xbox
ecosystem. How so?
I'm not subscribing. If you're playing Halo and any of those games in any other platform, you're still part of the ecosystem. Yes.
You're missing my point.
I know you're saying, what is the point of buying the console? I get it. But guess what, Paris? Even if you buy those games or even if you play xCloud on a Samsung TV or on a mobile device, you're still part of the ecosystem of Xbox, no matter what. Because, like, for example, I remember I downloaded the Game Pass and Steam. I was trying to play Halo, right? Halo Infinite Multiplayer. And I was having issues downloading it to the Xbox Game Pass PC. So I was like, you know what? Let me go play the Steam version. I don't know if I'm going to connect and all the stuff that I have previously on the console, if it's going to show up. And put your hands down. Let me finish, damn it. So what I
could so just interrupt happened, you like you interrupt me. No, I know. Go ahead, please.
No, it's all good. It's all good. But so then I connected. I put my Microsoft login, and all the stuff that I have from my console, my progression, came to the PC, and I connected. So I didn't have to connect to the Game Pass PC, and I played Halo. All my progression, everything was just there. So me playing on Steam, an Xbox game, I was part still of the Xbox ecosystem. So go for it. I know you want to say something.
Yeah, I'm not talking about you. That scenario that you just brought up, that's not everybody. We can do that.
I'm not saying this is everybody.
Oh my
this
God,
is me.
I let you talk and now you're not letting me talk.
No.
Let me talk. Let me get my point out that I'm trying to explain
Jesus
to you.
Jesus Christ, go for it.
My point is and has been, we're fine. We can pivot and adapt to any of that because we have an Xbox. We have a PlayStation. We have a Switch. We have a PC. We got a Samsung TV. We got a Rogue Ally, Steam Deck, all that stuff. The point that I am trying to make is the person that walks into a generation and goes, $500 is a lot of freaking money. I can afford to buy one. Which one am I going to buy? I'm not buying an Xbox in that scenario. I'm buying a PlayStation because now I have access to everything. Again, you can talk about the ecosystem and the business side of it and, hey, Xbox still wins because you're in the thing. I ain't talking about that. I am talking about the individual that is dedicated to a console hardware. I can only get one of them. So, sure, you're still making Xbox hardware. I have zero incentive to want to go buy that hardware. At that point, if there's no longer games that I can only access on that hardware, you made my choice for me. I'm getting the PlayStation at that point. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Look, I'm not against what you're saying, Pyrus. You're going to also understand. I'm not against. I'm just saying if this is where Xbox is going, it's not the end of the world. What I am saying is, it's all about communication. Just let us know. For those that are Xbox owners, let's say there's people that only have an Xbox, Xbox One or Xbox Series S or X, all those games that they've been purchasing since 2001 or whatever, how's that going to affect them? That's all I'm saying. Give us a communication of why this was made, this business move was made. That's all. I'm not against it. I'm not against what you're saying, bro. I'm not. Okay, what does he want? Go ahead.
Because I see your wonderful and lovely wife making a point in the chat, and I want to. I wish she was on here, actually, because I would love to debate.
Oh, she's gonna join us in a few.
She's saying that exclusives, I want to make sure I get this right. Exclusives don't influence my console choice anymore. I disagree. I am talking, again, if you can get multiple, who freaking cares? You get them all. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if I can only get one. If I can only get one, absolutely exclusives influence my decision because the third-party games are on all of them. We get that. But then it comes down to, do I want to play God of War? Do I want to play Uncharted? Do I want to play Starfield? Do I want to play Halo? Do I want to play Gears? Which one of those exclusive IPs matter more to me? That is going to influence my decision on which console that I buy. Clearly, the industry has shown us, just on hardware sales, PlayStation exclusives still matter, despite everything that Xbox has been doing over X amount of time, which is probably why they're making the business decisions that they're doing right now. As much as I might love Gears and Halo and all that, the individual that can only get that one console, they clearly want the Uncharted's and the God of War's and the Horizon Forbidden West's of the world. So they are making that choice to invest into the PlayStation side because of those exclusive titles, not to mention the third-party deals that they've done with the Final Fantasy VII remake and Rebirth and all these things. So I actually disagree with Rihanna on that standpoint because I think we, again, have the luxury that it doesn't really matter because I'm just going to play the games no matter where they are. I'm strictly looking at this from the standpoint of someone that has to make a choice. And Xbox, if I'm not saying this is happening, we're just talking hypotheticals here. if they were to make all their games on PlayStation, I have no incentive to go get an Xbox anymore. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I'll say this very quickly, because I know Pete mentioned about people going crazy online, all this stuff, right? So I'll mention this very quick. Those say, and yo, anybody could clip this if you want.
I love your wife. Like, it's all good.
You guys could clip this if you want. But those same people that overreacting online, are the same ones that were celebrating when the MLB the show, went multi-platform. They have their pom-poms and like, oh, see, look what PlayStation now. All these games are on Xbox, this and this and that. But when it's the other way around, it's like the end of the world. The end of the world, right? So, but guess what? At the end of the day, that has been one of the most successful games for PlayStation. And now look at Helldivers 2 going day-to-date on PC. And I'm playing the PC version. Shout out to PlayStation for sending me a code. But my brother was playing the PS5 version. I was playing PC version, and we had an amazing time. Again, date to date. Is that going to make me stop playing PlayStation games? No, it's not going to make me stop playing PlayStation games. Again, I want more people to have access to the games that we've been playing for years. I want them to just easy access for them to try it out. And I think that is going to help to get more people into gaming, man, to check out all these Xbox games. Not everybody's going to play Nintendo games. Not everybody's going to play PlayStation games. But this is going to slowly open up the doors for other people to have access to those games. That's the good thing that I see. I don't see this as a bad thing. People talk about consoles and exclusive and all this stuff. Bro, we are in 2024. Things has been changing. The industry has been changing. This is not no 1992 with Sega and Nintendo battling out back in the days. And actually, it was the execs that started all that nonsense back in the days that us as kids, we didn't know. And we were like back and forth arguing which Mortal Kombat version was better back in the days. This is 2024, man. That's why Paris, all this stuff about exclusive and all this stuff, we got to move past that, man. How is that going to help evolve the industry when it comes to exclusives? Because look at this, man. Ratchet and Clank, the numbers are pretty low, and that was an exclusive, and that is one of my favorite games on PS5. My favorite games on PS5. And look at the numbers, bro. So, look, we can have different opinions. I agree certain things that you're saying, but I feel like there needs to be a change. The things that we've been seeing now for the past few years is not working. It's not working. And I think this is going to help to change. And then guess what? I see Sony doing the same exact thing. I see Nintendo doing the exact thing in the future. I'm not saying now, but I can see that 5-10 years from now from those companies. And I also want to let Pete talk too, because Pete is just there.
I'm just enjoying the show just like everybody else, bro. But like, it's funny. You said that comment about back in the day, it was the execs that changed that made those decisions that had us arguing. Ain't bleep changed in 2024. They're still making the decisions that are causing people online to go crazy. The only difference is back then it was friend groups in high school or junior high, whereas now it's everybody's got a Twitter account and everybody's going crazy throwing away their consoles or selling their whole collection for $26 in credit at GameStop or whatever. So, look, man, I've said it again, and I'll keep saying it. Wait.
We're having fun with this.
Let's just wait until Phil gets online and he gets up there with his t-shirt and his jacket, puts his hands up like this. Okay, here's the status. Let's just wait until Microsoft makes their comment and statement instead of going all fire and brimstone and pitchforks and torches. Let's just wait until they make an actual statement. I mean, yes, I get it that comments were made back in 2021 that, oh, Starfield would only be exclusive. But things change, right? Nothing is static. The only thing that stays static is you need to breathe oxygen to survive and you're going to die. You can avoid taxes. But that's it. Everything else changes. So What's wrong with that? Change is the only constant, if you really think about it. That's something that a mentor of mine taught me years ago. Don't fall in love with anything static because it's going to change eventually. Let's just wait.
Paris, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I'm just beating a dead horse at this point. I think we're all in the overall agreement about this. I mean, obviously, we're being devil's advocate and talking hypotheticals. Let's wait until next week. Let's see what they say. I do agree with you, Danny, in the sense that the industry does need to change. I personally could care less if games show up on another platform. It just does not matter to me. But we know in the short term that is still going to matter, I guess, is kind of the point that I had been trying to make. So let's see how they handle this. Let's see what their strategy is going to be moving forward for games that go multi-platform, for, you know, whatever the next Xbox is going to be, how they're going to do all that. What are the incentives going to be? Do we want to go pick that up? Because, look, we need Microsoft to keep a hand on the wheel as far as hardware goes, because they're going to push innovation. They're going to, you know, there's going to be competition there to where, you know, it's going to have PlayStation innovating. They're going to be innovating. We're going to see the different things that we've seen just with the consoles we got in this generation evolve into whatever the next thing's going to be it cloud AI or whatever the case may be. So we need that to happen. And I want that to happen. I do not want Xbox to just say, I'm tapped out on hardware and we're just a third party company now making games. I don't want them to do that. I don't want the industry to just have to rely on PlayStation and Nintendo for console hardware. We obviously know gaming is going beyond console to PC, to cloud, handheld devices, things like that. So let's see. Let's see. I understand people. The word I want to use. I understand that people are concerned. You should be. But let's wait until they actually tell us before we grab the pitchforks and start trading in all our Xboxes and doing all that stuff. Let's just wait and see.
And burning jerseys. Burning jerseys. Yeah, so I've been having a great time with Helldivers 2. I don't know if you guys have been playing it at all. Pete, Paris, have you guys been playing it?
I have not played it. But I haven't played it.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I think, I know the PC version, there was some crashes. I didn't experience that. And I think connecting crossplay has been kind of iffy, but it's getting better and better. And I hope there is like a patch where they fix that, but the game overall is a lot of fun. So much fun. I was playing that for hours nonstop. I'm not saying this is a review or anything like that, but if you guys are into like third person shooters and stuff like that, definitely go check this game out. It's only $40 and it's been a hit on Steam. It's like the number one game now. This is the biggest game that PlayStation ever released again.
Wouldn't say it's a day to day. On Steam.
It's number one. It's number one. See, what are you talking about?
Hold on. Chill, Danny. Mute your ass. Yes, the current top 10 peak concurrent player counts does have Helldivers 2 up at the top. But the overall sentiment, like the grade of all reviews, is about 50-52%, which says it's mixed. It's generally positive, but it's not like blockbusters like Power World was, you know, a month ago. Again,
I didn't say that. I was saying this is the most accepted. No, I said it is a hit. It's number, when I say a hit, meaning the top of the charts, and this is the most successful PlayStation PC game ever for the company. It's a fact. No other game from PlayStation that released on PC has the amount of people playing at the same time, concurrent players, when it got released. None of the games are like that. It's a fact.
Look, I'm just going by... Look, again, I haven't played it because I've been out all week, so I haven't had a chance to play it physically. When I watch either the stream or videos of gameplay, it gives me big time Star Wars Battlefront vibes. Because you know, it's essentially kind of if you look at both and you just take if you just put like skins on the other one, the gameplay looks very similar. I'm sure it's different. And again, I'll have my own comment on it after I've picked it up. But I'm glad that they're doing well. I know that there's been an issue with the use of the anti-cheat, and I think that might be the reason why some PC players are having that. And again, that's a problem with trying to sort or trying to solve for a randomized problem, because that's the difference between consoles and PCs at the end of the day, right? It's at least on the console, you've got a dedicated environment. You know it's not going to have an issue. Whereas with PC, you've got to accommodate for, you've got to solve for everything, like Franklin Richards, like Reed Richards in Fantastic Four. You got to solve for everything. Everybody's got different equipment, different hardware, different function. So I'm happy that it's doing well. I'm happy that it's successful. I can't comment anything else, and I'll search and scour, see if we can get a key or if I can just buy it, because I am interested in it. It does look like it's something that's right on my thing. And it was, considering it was the first video that they played on the showcase, it was something that I was just like, damn, that looks like cool. That looks something cool. I'm down.
Don't worry, P. I'll buy it for you. I'm a nice person.
I love you. Thank you.
Well, you know, I was going to be a little meaner and say,
wow,
if you weren't such a PC elitist, I got a PS5 code I could give you right now. But no, you don't play on PS5.
But guess what? Guess what, Paris? When you go multi-platform and it's day-to-date, Pete can enjoy the experience. Pete, you can play with me, Pete. You don't have to join Paris. But you don't have to join Paris.
What are you talking about?
It is day-to-date right now.
It came by the same day.
You tried to be slick with something and you messed up.
Yeah, wait, what are you talking about? I did mess up?
It's already day and days.
I messed up. I messed up. Look, man. All these nonsense online got me crazy. I don't even know what I'm thinking anymore. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
It's so good. Don't worry, Pete. I'll give you. I'll send you a code. Everybody. Can you do that? Can I buy a game and send it to people, or I have to give them like a Steam code?
Gift it on Steam.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Day and date.
Wait.
Day and date.
Why are you gifting in one? Go buy the code yourself.
Wow.
I will. With your credit card.
Crazy. Oh, it's nuts. Yeah, I think we're not gonna do the other topic. It's gonna be too long.
It's too long.
It's all by the way, I think Reed.
Right, sorry. Everybody's on the
Reed.
Wow, everybody catches strays today.
Reed, I know Reed's watching. Come over here, Reed, if you want. Come over here real quick. She says give it 5, but it's all good. I'll give her some time. Anyways, yeah, Pete, let me know once you play the game. I'd love to play with the guys online. You could play up to like 4 people.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
We all got to play, because I got to play too. We got to play.
Yeah. I'll say this, man. Like, this is the best time we've ever had in games. Like, there's so many great games. I'm not saying that everybody's going to buy every console, every games out there, but man, let's say you're only an owner of like one console. There's so many good games, man, that we didn't have that choice back in the days, man. I remember in the early days, it was only like one console. Maybe there's a Nintendo console coming up and everything was expensive. Everything was like 70, 90 to $100 back in the days. Like sometimes you play and it's not even that great. Like it was like, but now, so many choices. Now people have options to go online or, you know, to read or to watch a review, and you make your decision if you're going to buy it or not. And yeah, just, I don't know. I feel like we should enjoy these moments instead of being so stressful online on something that's like, it's so childish, man. There's so many good things about games that we should promote that even more. And I wish that a lot of the content creators and media outlets start promoting good things that we get to see in the industry. Like, you know, like for example, the Spawnies that's happening February 29th. I'm actually going to be a guest and my wife is a co-host of the awards, but let's see things like that. Promote good things, man. Not people burning jerseys or throwing away consoles on the trash and things like that. Like that's not helping anything. You get what I'm saying? Like that's the part that I've been like frustrating seeing others promoting that nonsense. But when you see people that are doing good things, they don't get the attention because negativity is the one that's always getting highlighted every single time. That's the part I'm kind of like frustrated on that part, man. You know? So just wanted to say that very quick. And Paris, just give me the Apple Vision Pro and that would be good too.
Here you go.
Thank you. Hold on. Thank you. I have it here.
That would have been a perfect opportunity for you to just like pick one up and just put it on and just been like blowing everybody's mind. And they're like, whoa.
Yeah. That's all good, man. It's all good. I'm waiting for Rhea to come in. She says 5 minutes. Anything else, guys? Because I want to have this part of the show. That's why I don't want to like.
Oh,
she's right here.
Okay.
She's right here.
Oh, I feel like I'm about to be in trouble. But okay.
Yeah, you're not in trouble. Hi, Bella. My daughter's here too. So, Rhea, you want to take over the mic?
Nope.
Okay.
Very quick. Nope.
Violet is ready for the Super Bowl today. So, anyways, just want to make an announcement. We're actually going to make an announcement tomorrow. But there's one thing that we were planning to announce it on Wednesday, but we haven't, we're not going to wait until Wednesday. People could
do a sneak preview.
So, Rhea and I, should I say everything or just the second part? Okay. Rhea and I are launching a podcast. Yes, Violet, I know exactly. Rhea and I, we're launching a podcast that is called The Danny and Rihanna Show. And this is not a gaming news or anything like that. It's a totally different vibe. Actually, right now, there is a trailer that you guys could look it up on any podcast platform and you could just download it. We recorded a bunch of episodes already. Yeah, but we can't wait to release it.
Four recorded already.
Yeah, we have like four episodes recorded. But go right now, subscribe. We also going to have a YouTube channel. But
YouTube channel's up now.
Yeah, you guys could subscribe to the trailer's out there and everything, but we're very excited because I don't know, we always wanted to do this for a while, but we just never made the move, and this is like official right now, you know what I'm saying? So anything else, Rhea, you want to explain what the podcast is about? Go for it.
Well, yeah, the tagline, shout out to Saulo, is called Mom and Dad Finding Nerd Life Balance. So it's about Danny and I being new married couple, being new parents, and still trying to make a living and play video games and find a way to make it all work. So, yeah, check it out.
Yeah, check it out. The Danny and Rihanna Show. I know somebody accessed the link. We have a link for something else, but that starts tomorrow.
Just look for Danny and Rihanna on YouTube.
Yeah, just search on Google, search on any podcast app. You'll find it. The Danny and Rihanna Show. Just want to mention that. Yeah. And wow, you just burped.
She did.
She's like, yep, Violet wants to burp. And tomorrow we're going to have another announcement too, but that's like a separate thing, but it's all combined into one. So thank you, Rhea.
Big week.
Thank
you. Love you.
All right. That's about it. We're going to wrap it up here, guys. Anything else from Pete Paris?
No.
After show.
Oh, that's uncensored. Paris is ready. Uncensored. He's going to grab his hoodie. Ah! Start ready. It's all good. Yeah, so everyone, thank you for listening to episode 1326 here on Gamer Tag Radio. And make sure to, spread the word about this content. Hopefully next week is going to be a better week. We're going to find out everything that Xbox is going to talk about later this week about their new business move. And yeah, that's about it, man. So shout out to Pete Productions and Paris for joining. And I'll see you in Vegas later this week, Paris?
Yeah, hopefully. I'll see you Tuesday.
Nice. At DICE Awards and DICE Summit.
Oh, I'll say this on the episode before we get out of here.
Oh.
I will be presenting two awards at the DICE Awards. So tune into the DICE Awards on, what is that, the 15th? It should be fun. Look, I won't have to sit at the kids' table this year. I think I actually get a seat up front this time, which will be great. Because last year, y'all put me in the back. All you cool kids was at the front. I had to shuffle in the back in the GA section.
Oh, great. So you're just going to leave Danny in the back?
No. He's going to be up front with Rihanna. This is my point.
Oh, okay.
Danny, Rihanna, Andrea, Greg, Steph, like all the cool kids. there was up front where Todd Howard and all these people were at. They were like, you, meh, go to the back. Go to the back and find a seat. I'm like, damn. That's what I did last year. Not this year.
It's all good.
I'm going to be up there with the cool people this year.
Yeah. Gotcha. And if you want to watch the awards, you can watch it live on IGN. Yeah. You can watch the stream on IGN. It's going to be there. And you'll see Paris presenting an award. And I know it's hosted by Greg and Stella. Going to be hosting the awards and everything, man. I hope there's a sign back. Please wrap it up when Paris goes on stage.
That would be great. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. All right, guys. We're going to go to the after show. But until next time, we're out. Peace. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.